Hi, it's Katie Brusak. Today I wanted to kind of chat with you about getting back to basics. I've been talking with so many women over the past few weeks trying to stick to their New Year's resolutions, and the common theme that I've really heard throughout all these different conversations is this idea of doing more than drinking more water, eating more greens. It almost seems like with all of the information out there that we've been bombarded with on social media, press, anytime you turn on a morning television show, there just seems to be so many different options of what you can do and how you can actually be healthy that we forget about building our healthy foundation. So today I want to help you kind of get back to basics. And I want you to remember a few quick things as we kind of chat this morning. Not one type of eating diet works for everybody. This idea of bioindividuality, where what I eat should be and is different than what you eat. Some women really thrive on a vegan diet. Some women need a lot more protein in their diet, with chicken and turkey. Some women need to move their bodies more strength training, and other women need to move their bodies with cardio. And it's really hard to know what's the best for our body until we really tune in to what our body is looking for. This past year, I've shared with you my up and down health struggle with my thyroid and my adrenal glands. And it was kind of the biggest tweak that I actually made was eating more animal protein, something that I ate chicken and turkey once in a while. And now that I eat it pretty much every day, that was the biggest change for my body. So a lot of it's kind of going back and kind of coming into you and wondering what you can actually do to feel more nourished in your body. And it's not that we're setting out to deprive or restrict ourselves. It's just sometimes we think that because this thing really works for somebody else, it should work for us. So I really want you to kind of come back to you and come back to basics and just explore how your body feels when you are actually drinking more water. You know, how much water are you actually drinking right now? And just double that this week. And as soon as you wake up in the morning, have a tall glass of water and just see how getting water first thing in the morning actually makes such a big difference. What about eating breakfast? I know that our mothers, I know my mom did growing up, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But how often are we hitting snooze, rushing out the door, getting to work, maybe having coffee, and not eating anything until like 10:30, and just feeling really kind of wired but tired and cranky and moody? And just by having more breakfast in the morning, some protein will help not put such a strain on our adrenal glands, maybe eggs, hemp powder and smoothies, quinoa flakes, nut butters, walnuts. Anything that you can kind of put in your body first thing in the morning is just going to help support your adrenal glands. And this is really going to help you not feel wired and tired. Another thing is sleep. How much sleep are you actually getting? Are you getting up throughout the night to pee? Are you going to sleep with your mind racing? You know, really thinking about those things. Before we can dive deeper into supplements and superfoods and movement and all these other things that we're kind of bombarded with at the beginning of the year, I encourage you to kind of think about what basics of your health foundation are you maybe not paying close attention to that you could pay a little bit closer attention to this week? And I guarantee you, just by getting back to basics, by drinking more water, eating a little bit more breakfast, getting a little bit more sleep, you're going to feel less bloated, less moody, less cranky, less overtired, less stressed. And then you're going to feel inspired and motivated to cook, to go grocery shopping, to relax, to go for a walk, to do things that feel really good. Because I don't know about you, but when I feel really good, I want to do other things that help me feel really good. When I'm not feeling good, I have no motivation to do anything. So I encourage you to kind of take a moment, take a step back, and just take a look at your healthy foundation and see how you can maybe just drink more water this week, then maybe next week eat more breakfast, and the week after really think about getting more sleep. And I'll be back soon with some other health one-on-one tips, but let's kind of try and get back to basics. It's so important, and this is how we can really start building our healthy foundation. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.